Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, is it important to ask questions correctly?
Frequently. I hear managers ask bad questions in meetings. For example, when a project misses the mark, fails, or is significantly over budget, they're blurting out, well, who's at fault here? That's not really going to provide the insight the manager's looking for. Instead, everyone just looks at the floor, waiting for the manager to move on to the next issue. Good questions help you get the information you're looking for and engage people, not just make them look the other way. Here are four tips to use when asking questions to get better responses.
All right, tip number one.
Be clear about your purpose. In the example I used, is the manager more interested in placing blame or finding solutions to what went wrong? Clearly, a focus on solutions will provide better answers than worrying about who's to blame. Be transparent in the answer that you're looking for.
Tip number two.
Encourage participation. If you have a group meeting, you want the whole group's input. Remind everyone you're looking for the best solutions or answers, regardless of where they come from. Get input broadly and don't let one person dominate all the responses.
For sure. Tip number three.
Be comfortable with silence. Give people the opportunity to digest the question and think of a response, especially when the answer could be really uncomfortable. Sitting in silence is a tool to get real answers from reluctant participants.
And tip number four.
Be prepared for your forthcoming meeting. Have solid questions in advance of the meeting, removes the emotional outbursts, and it keeps the focus on the answers that you're really looking for. Get your people involved. Use the silence to let them come up with the proper answers, and you will get better responses to the questions in your meetings.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.